as the war continued breaking out, people were talking about the war and the numbers of displacement, or the genesis of the war, and, you know, predictions. And as students, a couple of students in the Massachusetts area started with that, came together to find a way to get humanitarian aid into Sudan on their own. So, and then that is the point at which I met some of my other students, colleagues like Tigo, and who thought that, I mean, there's this group dealing with the humanitarian issue. They did not want it to be mixed with any form of activism. So we thought we could also try to send a letter, students who are interested or who would be comfortable with this, send a letter expressing our concern on how this war is affecting the state of education in Khartoum.
Which individuals or organizations does the group think would help bring peace to Sudan? Because at the moment, the African Union is not yet involved.
That's a very good question. And it's actually annoying to, in a way, that the African Union has not taken up this issue the way it should. The letter was addressed to the African Union and the systems within the African Union. So that is the Peace and Security Council, which is actually the organ of the AU that is supposed to ensure peacekeeping, peace prevention, and conflict resolution, and even intervention. So being African students and being very tired about the way this situation is being handled, I mean, you have negotiations being led by the US and Saudi Arabia, but you have no meeting by the African Union, completely no meeting. And so we said, we are Africans and this is the African Union. This is still the African Union, the body that has all members of every African country as its members. So we need to tell them to do something about it. We even need a meeting because Sudan is inside the African Union. And on a very personal note, opposition, I get frustrated so much with the fact that when you look at the laws that the African Union has passed, they're the most robust, especially the peace and security architecture is the most, I think, intricate. It's the best out there. It's very clear. The African Union is the only body that stipulates very explicitly that its member states or it can intervene in the situation that a conflict is threatening peace and security on the continent. Even the UN is not that clear, is not that free with interventions.